If there are two courtyards, one which is within the other one, meaning that only one of them opens up into the street, and in order to get to the other one is behind this one. So you have to go through the courtyard which opens into the street in order to get to the other courtyard which has no entrance into the street. So there's one courtyard in front of the other one. Erva ha-pnimis, if the inner courtyard, meaning the one behind which does not open up into the into a street, if they made an erev chatzeres, but v'lo erva ha-chitzeina, the outer courtyard, the one which does open up into the street, they did not make an erev chatzeres. Says the Mishnah, ha-pnimis muteres, the inner courtyard, the one behind which does not enter into the street, that is permitted, meaning the members of that courtyard can carry and use the erev chatzeres. Of course, only in their own courtyard. V'achitzeina asura, and the outer courtyard, since they did not make an erev chatzeres, they are forbidden to carry there. But interestingly, if ha-chitzeina, if the outer courtyard did make an erev chatzeres, but v'lo ha-pnimis, the inner one, the one which does not open up into the street, they did not make an erev chatzeres, in that case, shtein asurais, both courtyards are forbidden, and even the outer courtyard cannot carry in their courtyard. And the reason for this is because since the inner courtyard does not have a opening into a street, in order to access their own courtyard, they need to go through the outer courtyard. And they definitely have permission to do so. Otherwise, they can't get into their courtyard. Now, because they have permission and right of way through the outer courtyard, although they're not considered to be living there, they are considered to be members of the courtyard. And as such, if they are not part of this Erev, and they are forbidden to carry, so that forbids everybody else in that courtyard from being able to carry. And therefore the Erev Chatzeres will not help for those living in the courtyard, and nobody will be able to carry. Now what happens if Erev Zoyle Atzma Zoyle Atzma? If this courtyard, the outer one, made an Erev Chatzeres in itself, by itself with all the houses there, and the inner courtyard also made an Erev Chatzeres, but they did not join together and make one big Erev Chatzeres. So according to the Tanakama, Zoyle Muteres Bifnei Atzma, this courtyard, the outer courtyard, is permitted to carry in itself, meaning all of the houses are allowed to carry in that courtyard, and the inner courtyard is also permitted to carry in itself, but they cannot carry from one courtyard into the other. So according to the Tanakhama, even though the people of the inner courtyard are not part of the Erev Chatzeres of the outer courtyard, rather they made a separate Erev Chatzeres, so I would think that it should still be forbidden for the outer courtyard to carry, because not all of the so-called members of the courtyard are part of the Erev Chatzeres. However, says the Tanakhama, at the end of the day, they're not actually members of the courtyard. They don't live here. They've just got right of way. And since they themselves are allowed to carry in their own courtyard, they're not going to forbid the outer courtyard from carrying just because they're not part of their Erev Chatzeres. As long as they are permitted to carry themselves, they do not forbid the members of the outer courtyard from carrying. However, Rabbi Akiva Isar Chitzayna, Rabbi Akiva forbids the members of the outer courtyard from carrying, Shedurisas Haregele Srata, because the right of way, the right of the members of the inner courtyard to tread and travel through the outer courtyard, forbids the outer courtyard from carrying, unless there is one big Erev Chatzeres which joins all of them together, both the inner and the outer courtyard. Alright, now we have a third opinion, Vachachomim and Vachachom say, Eindurisas Haregele Srata, the right of treading, the right of passing through the outer courtyard, never forbids the outer courtyard from carrying, even in a case where the inner courtyard didn't make an Erev at all. Because according to the Chacham, we look at both the courtyards as two different courtyards. Just because the inner courtyard is allowed to travel through the outer courtyard, that does not make them members of the courtyard, it's just a right. They have permission to go through, but that is not going to forbid the outer courtyard from carrying if they are not part of the same Erev Chatzeres.